This is the Montana Economic Minute.
John D. Rockefeller, whatever his faults, created a lot of wealth in the Standard Oil Company, so much, in fact, that four generations of Rockefellers that followed had plenty to spend. In much the same way, the roads, bridges, power lines, and ports built by previous generations of Americans have been willed to us to enjoy. But those things, like J.D. Rockefeller's money, eventually expire and must be renewed and replaced. We've enjoyed the infrastructure inheritance of the last two or three decades, like the power grid. The second pair of larger coal turbines at Colstrip were completed in the 80s, along with a 500 kV power line that travels west. All across the country, there are tremendous additions to power generation capacity and transmission lines that peaked in the mid-70s. Since that time, little of significant size has been added, and the older assets are wearing out. Are we like those third and fourth generation Rockefeller families, still spending down what earlier taxpayers and ratepayers created? I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.